Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and the Masechus Yavamas Daf Chaf. The second parak Ketzad. The second parak has been generously sponsored for the Hotzlacha of Avadya ben Leah and his family. So the thidos we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Isur Mitzvah is Kedusha Choletzes Voyimus Abemus. An Isur Mitzvah and an Isur Kedusha do Choletzes but not Yibum, and define an Isur Mitzvah as Shnios Medivei Sofrim, secondary Arayos were prohibited by the Rabbanan, and an Isur Kedusha as an Almanah to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha or Chuzza to a Kohen, a Mamzeres or Nesina to Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael to a Nasin or a Mamzer. The one asks why the Tana uses the term Isser Mitzvah, and Abaya answers, Mitzvah Lishmoa Dibre Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the Chachamim. It then asks why the Tana used the term Isser Kedushin, and answers, because the Pasuk states regarding Kohanim, Kedoshim Yiyu Le'el Kehem. They shall be sanctified to their God, and this refers to a Kohen marrying certain women. Abraisa has brought the taught that Rabbi Yehuda switched the definitions, and the Gemara explains the reason that an almana to a Kohen Gadol and a Grusha and Chalusa to a regular Kohen are called Isser Mitzvah is because it's written regarding the prohibitions of Kohanim, Eilu HaMitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs. Rav explains that Shnios are called Isser Kedusha because of the principle of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach, sanctify yourself by refraining from what's permitted to you. Point number two, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah stated that an almana may not be taken in Yibum by a Kohen Gadol, implying that it makes no difference if she fell to Yibum from Nisuan or Erison. It adds that while it's understandable that she's forbidden, she falls from Nisuan because she's prohibited by the mitzvahs ase that a Kohen must marry a virgin, and the los ase that he may not take a widow. Vein ase docha los ase, va'ase, an ase does not push off a los ase and an ase. But in the case of the almana falling from Erison, los ase greduhu, it's only a los ase that forbids her to him. Rashi explains that since she's a virgin, she only has the los ase of a Kohen being forbidden to an almana. Therefore, yavu ase v'yidche los ase, let the ase of Yibum override the los ase against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav Gittel said, in the name of Rav, the pasuk states, va'alsi yabimto hasha'ara, then his yavama shall go up to the gate for chalitza. Now, since it was unnecessary to state his yavama, since the pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, yeshu cho yavama achas sha'ola chalitza ve'ena ola Yibum. There is a yavama who's subject to chalitza and not Yibum. And who is this? Chayve lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the Yavam by a love. Rav's answer will be analyzed and ultimately come to be refuted. And point number three, after Rav's answer is refuted, Rav attempts a number of times to resolve the question as to why the almana from Erison is prohibited from Yibum to a Kohen Gadol, given that she's only prohibited by one love. He then concludes that the reason she's forbidden is that it's a gezera bia rishona atu bia shnia, a gezera that the Yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah of Yibum, out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. But the rice of the Yavam is permitted to her for the first act of relations, as it's the mitzvah of Yibum, but then must divorce her immediately afterwards because he'll not be doing a mitzvah anymore when having a second act of relations and there's still a love. The Rabbanim were concerned that he would not divorce her promptly and therefore decreed that she do chalitza, not Yibum. Rav attempts to retract his answer, but his retraction will be refuted. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Isser Mitzvah is Kedusha Choletzes Voyimus Abemus. An Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha do chalitza but not Yibum, and define an Isser Mitzvah as Shnios Medivei Sofrim, secondary Arayos were prohibited by the Rabbanim, and an Isser Kedusha as an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha or Chuzza to a Kohen, a Mamzeres or Nesina to Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael to a Nasin or a Mamzer. The Gemara asks why the Tana uses the term Isser Mitzvah, and Abaya answers, Mitzvah Lishmoa Dibre Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the Chachamim. It then asks why the Tana used the term Isser Kedushin, and answers, because the Pasuk states regarding Kohanim, Kedoshim Yiyu Le'el Kehem. They shall be sanctified to their God, and this refers to a Kohen marrying certain women. Abraisa has brought the taught that Rabbi Yehuda switched the definitions, and the Gemara explains the reason that an almana to a Kohen Gadol and a Grusha and Chalusa to a regular Kohen are called Isser Mitzvah is because it's written regarding the prohibitions of Kohanim, Eilu HaMitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs. Rav explains that Shnios are called Isser Kedusha because of the principle of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach, sanctify yourself by refraining from what's permitted to you. Point number two, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah stated that an almana may not be taken in Yibum by a Kohen Gadol, implying that it makes no difference if she fell to Yibum from Nisuan or Erison. It adds that while it's understandable that she's forbidden, she falls from Nisuan because she's prohibited by the mitzvahs ase that a Kohen must marry a virgin, and the los ase that he may not take a widow. Vein ase docha los ase, va'ase, an ase does not push off a los ase and an ase. But in the case of the almana falling from Erison, los ase greduhu, it's only a los ase that forbids her to him. Rashi explains that since she's a virgin, she only has the los ase of a Kohen being forbidden to an almana. Therefore, yavu ase v'yidche los ase, let the ase of Yibum override the los ase against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav Gittel said, in the name of Rav, the pasuk states, Va'as yabimto hasha'ara, then his yavama shall go up to the gate for chalitza. Now, since it was unnecessary to state his yavama, since the pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, Yeshu chal yavama achas sha'ola chalitza ve'ena ola yibum. There is a yavama who's subject to chalitza and not yibum. And who is this? Chai ve'lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the yavam by a lav. Rav's answer will be analyzed and ultimately come to be refuted. And point number three, after Rav's answer is refuted, Rav attempts a number of times to resolve the question as to why the almana from Erison is prohibited from Yibum to a Kohen Gadol, given that she's only prohibited by one lav. He then concludes that the reason she's forbidden is that it's a gezerah via rishona atu via shnia, a gezerah that the yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah of Yibum, out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. But the rice of the Yavam is permitted to her for the first act of relations, as it's the mitzvah of Yibum, but then must divorce her immediately afterwards because he'll not be doing a mitzvah anymore when having a second act of relations and there's still a love. The Rabbanim were concerned that he would not divorce her promptly and therefore decreed that she do chalitza, not Yibum. Rav attempts to retract his answer, but his retraction will be refuted. All right, so now we go to a simmer Dav Chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe, so here goes. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe. Listen attentively to the Almana from Eris and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol in Yibum, not because of a love, but because of a Gezerah. So once again, in slow motion. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, that must be more Dav Chav. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Isser Mitzvah is a Kedusha Choletzah Smol Mitzvah Bemis. An Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha do Choletzah but not Yibum. And the Gemara presents two opposite Pshatim as to whom they referred to and why they used this terminology. So the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, listen attentively to the Almana from Eris and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol in Yibum, which reminds the Gemara as why an Almana from Eris is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol. Since she's a virgin, she only has the Los Haseh of a Kohen being forbidden to an Almana. Therefore, Yavo Asev Yidche Los Haseh, let the Asev Yibum override the Los Haseh against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav answers that the pasuk states, "Va'alst yabimto hasha'ara, then his yavama shall go up to the gate for chalitza." Since it was unnecessary to state his yavama, since the pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, "Yeshal chal yavama achas sho'ola l'chalitza ve'eno ola l'yibum." There's a yavama who's subject to chalitza and not to yibum. And who is this? Chai ve'lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the yavam by a lav. Rav's answer will ultimately be refuted. So, the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, listen attentively to the Almana from Eris and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol in Yibum, not because of a lav, but because of a gezerah, which reminds us that Rav explains the reason that an Almana from Eris is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol is a gezerah bi'a rishona atu bi'a shnia, a gezerah that the Yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah Yibum out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. So once again, the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, listen attentively to the Almana from Eris and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol in Yibum, not because of a lav, but because of a gezerah. All right, now it's time for a four blabat chazara. Dav Tezayin. So the simmer Dav Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The poor acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Dav Tezayin. The poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stunts, which reminds us that Rabbi Dos Ben Harkin has clarified to a delegation of Rabbanim that he held like Beis Hillel that Tzaras Bito Asura, and that it was his brother Yonason, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, who held Tzaras Bito as Mutter, and he had 300 reasons to back up his position. So, the poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stunts, ran off to Amon Amo, where he hoped to collect Maaser Ani during Shviz, which reminds us, Chagai's second ruling was Amon Amo of Ma'asri Maaser Ani b'Shviz. Jews in Amon Amo of give Maaser Ani in the seventh year. Only the lands of the ones from Babel conquered would be sanctified for future times and be subject to the laws that apply in Eretz Yisrael. And they left over some areas unsanctified in order that the poor should rely on them for produce during Shviz. Rashi explains that the poor in Eretz Yisrael would come to Amon Amo during Shviz and hire themselves out as agricultural workers and also receive Leket Shechah Peah and Maaser Ani. So the poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stunts, ran off to Ammon Moav, where he hoped to collect Maisa Ani during Shviz, and was relieved to meet the minister of the world who told him that he'd never seen a tzaddik forsaken, which reminds us, it was the Sar HaOlam, the minister of the world, which is a malach, into whose hands the whole world has been given, who recited the pasuk, Nahayisi Gamzikanti, Lareisi Tzaddik Nezav. I have been a youth and also old, but I have not seen a tzaddik forsaken, nor his children begging for food. The Maharshal explains that since this malach existed from the time of creation, his testimony that he never saw a tzaddik forsaken is truly remarkable. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The non-Jewish used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos, which reminds us, on the bottom of the Tessalon Amma Bay's review, to set in the name of Ravasi, if an idolatrous Mekadosh a Jewish woman nowadays, we suspect that it's a valid condition because he might be a Jew from the Aseres HaShvatim, from the 10 tribes. Rashi explains that Ravasi holds that a child born from a Jewish man and a Gentile woman is a Jewish mamzer, and therefore, nowadays, we suspect that every non-Jewish man from the place where the 10 tribes dwell is a Jewish mamzer descendant from the 10 tribes, and we need to suspect that the condition is valid. Shmuel said that there isn't a problem, for a child born from a Jewish father to a Gentile woman is not Jewish, and there isn't a concern about the children born from Jewish women from the 10 tribes, because either they were not able to give birth because of the long, difficult journey, or because the Nevi'im declared that their offspring should be considered complete idolaters. So the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, which reminds us that the source that Ne'eshes Achiv, Sholiel Balomo, is not taking Yibum is from the Pasuk Yeshu Achim Yachtov, when brothers dwell together and one of them dies childless. Shehaitzalem Yeshiva Achiz Ba'olam Prat Ne'eshes Achiv, Sholiel Balomo. This implies that the brothers dwelled at the same time in the world, excluding the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. Rav Yehuda then expands to the word Yachtov, together, teaches Miuchadim Anachla, joined in regard to inheritance, which Rashi explains means that they inherit each other, prat la'achiv min ha'em, excluding from Yibum one's brother from a mother. Rava said that the source that Yibum was only for paternal brothers is learned from the Gezer Shava of Achva Achva Mimine Yaakov. So, the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, who were racing to make it to the wedding of the mother of a deceased Shomer's Yavam to a Yavam because they held there was no Zika. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rab, Shomer's Yavam, Shemesa Mutta Be'ima, if a woman who is awaiting her Yavam died before he did Yibum or Chalitza, he's permitted to marry her mother. The Gemara says that we see the Rav Huna holds Ein Zika. There is no Zika bond between the Yavam and his Yavama. Rashi explains that we do not look at the Zika to the Yavama as a bond that makes you like an Arusa, an engaged woman who would forbid her mother to him after her death. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches, a chuppah, an 18-year-old, goes to chuppah. So here goes. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah. Chuppah? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, which reminds you, Remeir holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling that two sisters that fall to Yibum to two brothers must do chalitza is because he holds asher mevatel mitzvah yavamim. It's forbidden to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die. And then the first one will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow because she's an erva to him, being that she is a sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Remir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. So, the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that's Asa Dibim Avatol, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after a second brother does Yibum may do Yibum or Chalitza to the Yavama from the first brother or her tzara. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother. Therefore, she's not an erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. So the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asa to be mavato, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Oshia says, Chol k'ri Rabbi Shimon af Rabbi Shona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mission in the Perek and holds that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, If the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her since she's not considered Eishes Achiv Shloya Baromo. The Gemara explains, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vazika Kukunusadamya. The Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama, and he also holds that a woman bound to a man in Zika is considered like a full-fledged wife. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, which reminds us, Rav Oshia challenged Rav Oshia's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon that Zika Kognus Yadamya, a Zika is equivalent to making the Yavama the Yavam's full-fledged wife, based on a mission where Rabbi Shimon exempts two sisters who fall to a third brother from even doing chalitza. Now, if Rabbi Shimon holds Zika Kognus Yadamya, that a Zika makes the Yavama like a full-fledged wife, then let the third brother perform Yibum with the one who is widowed first, and then the other one should be exempt from Yibum and chalitza, since her sister is already somewhat married to the Yavam. After several solutions to this challenge are rejected, Rav Ashi answers, either nafu bezeh or kazeh, hachinami, if the two sisters fell to Yibum one after the next, that would be the case that the first widow would be permitted to Yibum. But the case here is the nafu bebas achas, where they fell to the third brother at the exact same moment. And Rav Shimon holds, like Rav Yossi Agli, who says, efsho et samsem, it's possible to be exact. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Osamai B'Yabimtov Shulmadaitov, one performed Mimer with a Yavama without her consent. Rebbe says, Kana, he's acquired her as his wife, but the Chachamim say that he is not. And the Gemara explains that the question rests on whether we learn out Mimer from Yibum, which can be done without consent, or from Kedushin, which has to be done with consent. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, while the other one overheard a group of passengers murmur, once a Yavama, always a Yavama, which reminds us, the Gemara asked what was the Chachamim's reason for prohibiting the third brother who was born after Yibum and answers that the Pasuk states, L'kacha lo le'isha v'yibma, and he, referring to the Yavam, shall take her to himself as a wife and perform Yibum with her, which implies a dain Yibum Yom Rishonim Aleha, that even after he takes her as his wife, the original Yibum status is still on her. Rashi explains that this means she's always called a Yavama. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.